The $77 million settlement includes a commitment from Dow to help with restoration efforts in Midland, Bay, and Saginaw counties. It particularly focuses on fish and wildlife areas in and around the Tittabawassee River. Lisa Williams is a contaminant specialist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says the settlement is intended to compensate the public for losses to natural resources from years of operations at Dow's plant in Midland.
Over time, it released a variety of different chemicals into the air and into the river system, many of that happening before there were environmental regulations. They've been working under the oversight of EPA and the state of Michigan to do a lot of cleanup work over the last 10 years and have made great progress.
Williams says projects funded by the settlement will affect wetland restoration, hiking trails, fishing platforms, and other recreation infrastructure. She says the construction phase for the project should last about 5 years. Steve Keen, WCMU News.